Well, one of the things that's changed is the beers that we sell, because 30 years ago when we started, there was Tolly Cobbold, Adnams, Green King, and one microbrewery in Suffolk, which was Maldon's. And that was it. That was all the independent brewers in the county. Now, Suffolk's got over 20 brewers, and there's 30 in Norfolk, and there's about another 20 plus in Essex. So one thing that's changed is the availability of beer. We start planning this back in January, February, and we've talked to the UCS, and we've talked to the council, and we've had to jump through an awful lot of hoops and hurdles to meet all the requirements of the planning departments to bring it here. But I mean, I think it's important to be part of the maritime event.
What makes a perfect pint then? As a man from Camera, what makes that pint?
What makes a perfect pint? I'd have said there's a lot of styles of beer. Real ale has got a lot of styles. I like a beer that's got a good malty base to it, a little bit of hop character. So a nice balance of that sweetness and that bitterness. Not too overly bitter or sweet in either. So good underlying maltiness and a nice pleasant aftertaste to it. Something that's cool to drink and refreshing, and you can sit back and enjoy it. And I'd recommend, if you can find that perfect pint, stick with it. Try another one.